Kōkōrero with Karen. Welcome to A Chat with Karen. I extend a gracious invite to all from near and far, all cultures and races, all colours, all demographics. Tēnā koutou katoa. Welcome all. So today is Wenerei, or in English, Wednesday. I do hope you're all having a lovely week. And if it has been a tough one thus far, well, the good news is that you're halfway through. And you never know, a good kōrero with Karen may be just the ticket to perk you up. So, shall we get started then? Hello, my name is Dr. Green. Okay, so we have officially hit autumn. Yay! Time is starting to slow down a little bit in the garden. It's getting a bit cooler. This is one of my favourite times personally in the Mara. By the way, we have hit the life in the Mara section. Mara meaning garden. So autumn is a time for harvesting, which clears the way for planting out some of your cooler weather crops. This is a great time for crops like beetroot, blueberry, brassicas, carrots, celery, coriander. Yes, I know a lot of people think, oh, coriander, that's a summer herb. Actually grows better when it's a little bit cooler, and you'd want to do it right now before it gets too cold. It's quite finicky. Feijoa, onion, lettuce, parsley, and citrus. These are all things that you could think about putting into the ground right now. It is also a great time for bulb planting. So if you are wanting a stunning spring show of flowers, you might want to start thinking about getting some bulbs in the ground. We are heading towards the full moon, which is a short period of high moon intensity. And therefore, because of this, it's a quick time of germination and rapid growth spurts in the plant world. You may like to start thinking about sowing edible sprouts like alfalfa, mung, wheatgrass, or cress, as these are plants that will germinate really quickly at this time. And they're really good for you. And I find some of these really yum. So be sure to avoid planting other crops at this time, because their growth, unlike sprouts, will be weak and spindly. And that's all to do with the moon intensity. So just a little tip there. That is your life in the Mara. So we're going to move on to my next section of the show, which is called Time with Atua, or Atua meaning God in Te Reo. Okay, so today's topic, unsurprisingly, is going to be a little controversial for some people. We're going to be talking about how COVID-19, well, how I feel, and I definitely know there's others that feel this way because of my research findings, but how has COVID-19 brought us closer to God? And a lot of people have said, oh, you know, it's brought me closer to God because it's been really hard times and I've lost people or I've been sick or whatever. And so they've turned to God in that sense. I'm going to shed a different light on this theory today. So let's crack into that. So for me, COVID-19 is almost like a command from Mother Nature ordering us to stay still for a moment. Sometimes when we get really worked up and we're stressed and busy and life's happening, we forget to be still. And often if you're like wanting to feel closer to God or in a relationship with them, you need to find that time to actually stop and have a moment. And even with other people in your life, friends, family, and so forth. So with the lockdown, of course, it was natural for people to crave freedom, especially given the fact that we have been given the precise orders by our government not to move, or at least move far. I think it's human nature to sort of want to fight authority a little bit like that. But once that was put aside and I got over myself and the fact that I couldn't do what I wanted when I wanted, and I started looking at the situation from a different perspective, being forced to restrict my movement actually had a silver lining too. And upon researching, I think other people found the same thing. I was lucky enough that I was still getting paid during the time, so I wasn't sitting at home thinking, oh my goodness, am I going to eat this week or whatever. That can't have been fun for those people in really challenging situations. So I do appreciate that it wasn't all a fun still time for all. But I think it certainly has brought about some great social values worthy for us to adhere to in a new normal way of life, and I just wanted to touch on them now. For instance, I live with a family, a small family, just my husband and my son, but that was a really interesting experience, all sort of being stuck together like that. And for other people, their houses would have been a lot more full. Interesting times indeed. But, you know, we came up with ways to spend quality time with each other, which we probably haven't done for years, just because life just gets away on you. And also, especially you'll find if you have children, and I don't know, even husbands, they tend to be stuck to screens, or even myself to some extent. I mean, I love jumping on my laptop and, you know, surfing the web and listening to music and going on Twitter. I mean, I'm not perfect with that regard. So no judgment there. For some families, there's even been a time for healing and reconciliation. Having nowhere to run and hide, some have actually had to face their demons and have broken and faced their broken relationships or breaking relationships front on. A lot of people, especially I'm thinking of my family, not so much my immediate family, but extended, soon as times get a bit tough, oh, we'll just hit the road or we'll just disappear for a day or so. It's so easy just to do that and then not actually acknowledge the issue. So when you're forced to in lockdown, I think a lot of people did that. Some people I've talked to certainly did. We did in our house where things, topics were raised that we didn't really want to have to discuss, and voila, they were. So that was a bonus. Things were addressed. People within the community are getting to know each other better. I got to know some new people down the street, some new people at the community garden. It was great. People were just coming out of their shells a bit more. Some who were even complete strangers prior to the pandemic. Neighbourhoods are uniting and communicating again in ways not seen for quite some time. These are the sorts of things central to the core functioning of a healthy community. And this is where I just wanted to touch in on how this relates to God. When Jesus walked the earth, much of his teaching focused on the ways of community. He would spend lots of time amongst the people, often sharing his wisdom in the form of parables, as this made it easier for them to assimilate his teachings to their daily lives within their community. And then if you are a reader of the Bible, God often encourages us to take care of our brothers and sisters, whether friends or foes. And I feel like, you know, a lot of this was happening during the lockdowns. I felt that there was a lot of healthy community work happening, and it was great to see. Psalm 133, how good and pleasant it is when God's people live together in unity. That's one of my favourites, that one. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, there should be no division in the body, but that its parts should have equal concern for each other. If one suffers, every part suffers with it. If one is honoured, every part rejoices with it. So that's kind of like a fancy way of talking about teamwork, how, you know, all parts of the body work together. And you certainly know if one part's suffering, even if it's just a finger, you certainly know about it. So it's really important that during all times, not just the lockdown times, that we do this. And that's my theory on how COVID has reminded us to, you know, go back to these teachings. So that was really good for me. Let's break things up, and hopefully for others too. Let's break things up now with a song. This is a song by the Stone Temple Pilots, and it is called Plush, and it is the acoustic version. Enjoy.
And I feel the time's a waste to go. So where you going to tomorrow? When I see that these are lies to come, would you even care? And I feel it. And I feel it. Where you gone to tomorrow? Where you gone with a mask I found? When the dogs begin to smell her, will she smell alone? And I feel so much depends on the weather. So is it raining in your bedroom? And I see these are the eyes of disarray. Would you even care? And she feels
I found. And I feel, and I feel when the dogs begin to smell her. Well, she smell alone. Well, the dogs, she find her. Got some time to wait for tomorrow. To find it, to find it, to find it.
Welcome back to Corderall with Karen. The next section of the show is called Life in the Kihini. And that means, in English, kihini means kitchen. So no surprises there. We are going to be talking about life in the kitchen. I have going to continue on a little bit with regards the prior topic, which was how COVID has brought us closer to God. It's just going to relate more to food, though, and how, yeah, you'll see. It's all going to be revealed. Every day, they continued to meet together in the temple courts. They broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts, praising God and enjoying the favour of all the people. And the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. That is a reading, my friends, from Acts chapter 2. And that brings me in nicely to sort of part two, kind of a half kitchen, half God talk, right? So, because during the lockdowns, many households, and I'm saying this in the past, like I'm assuming we're not going to have any more here in New Zealand, let's hope. But during those lockdowns, many households opted to prepare their own meals, which at least for a moment in time brought back the once highly valued tradition that once every household back in the day did. You would have the mum at home, or mate, you could have the dad at home these days, anything sort of goes these days, which is cool. And you would come home to a home-cooked meal. I certainly did. I grew up in the 80s and 90s as a girl. And every day there'd be a home-cooked meal made. That does not happen in our house. Maybe 2-3 times a week. And I'm sort of thinking about what I'm going to do tonight. It's going to be a bit average. So I must say, things were a lot, like on the table front, better during the lockdown. And once again, more quality family time. And also involving the children in the food preparation is not only a fun thing to do, but is also a great way to teach them healthy eating habits. So my child, he's 13 now. So I actually said to him, you know, after about 2 weeks, I said, what are you doing? You don't need to be playing Fortnite the entire lockdown. You can make dinner tonight. And so we sort of got him involved in taking responsibility for meals as well. So, which is a bit harder to do when you're at school and work, and it's not as easy to accommodate that sort of thing. So that was another positive. I read online that in Bangkok, it was reported that households within housing estates were preparing dishes to sell to neighbours. So this enabled cooks to brush up on their skills and spend their time free time wisely, while residents who cannot cook or find it inconvenient didn't have to travel to buy food. I don't think they could anyway. Or if they did, they probably got arrested. But yeah, it's just great. The whole sense of community and how food can bring people together. So that's why I kind of mentioned that in my Life in the Kahini section of the show. Here is a recipe that I made during lockdown, which is one of my personal favourites that I wanted to share with you. It's super easy. Please email me. I have my email address. I think it'll be on my webpage. If not, I'll make sure it's there. If you would like me to send you an email version of this. The recipe is a vegetarian recipe. It's called picadillo and super easy. So get your pens out. Here we go. It's a Latin American dish and it has lovely complex flavours and makes for a great filling for burritos and things like that. So all you need is 1 to 2 onions, depending on how much you like onions. If you like lots of onions, go for the 2. And this goes for the same with green or red peppers or capsicums. I usually just, you know, for me, this is the kind of recipe that you can just, it's so user-friendly that it doesn't really matter even if you've only put half of something and you can just make it up somewhere along the line elsewhere with another ingredient. Maybe not so much with the chili peppers. You wouldn't want to like double up on that too much. I certainly wouldn't. You need 2 cloves of garlic crushed. You need some cayenne pepper, which is just a like chili powder. You need 1/2 teaspoon of that. You need 1/2 teaspoon of turmeric. 1 can of black beans, drained, 4 tomatoes or 1 can of tomatoes. Sometimes I mix the 2 depending on what's in the cupboard. If you've got old sort of squishy tomatoes sitting in the fridge, use them up. Perfect. Tablespoon of raisins, 2 tablespoons of capers. Those are those tiny little round things you can get in jars. They look like peas and they're really tasty, quite strong tasting, peppery tasting. 2 teaspoons of cumin powder, 1 teaspoon of oregano, 1/2 teaspoon of thyme, 12 olives, and you need about 1/3 cup of oil. Any oil's fine. And some salt and pepper just to season it. So all you need is a stovetop. No oven is required, so it's super easy. And not much washing up at all, which is another big bonus on this one. So heat the oil in a pan. Put in the onions and cook until soft. Then add the peppers, garlic, cayenne and turmeric. And fry gently for a couple of minutes just to soften the peppers. And then the next step, add the beans, tomatoes, raisins, capers, cumin, oregano and thyme. Season with salt and pepper and stir. And then the last part is to leave to simmer for about 10 minutes, 10 to 15 minutes to deepen the flavours. And then, at the end, all you need to do is put in the olives, simmer for a few more minutes to warm them through, and you can serve the dish with rice or potatoes. I personally prefer rice, but if you've got kids or you're a pasta lover, you can serve it up with some pasta if you really wanted, so maybe some penne, something like that. So it's super easy. It's just one of those great throw together recipes. And another really good thing about it is that you can freeze it. Freezes really well, so I usually just divvy it up into a few of those Ziploc bags or sealable plastic containers, and then you've got an instant lunch, healthy lunch right there. If you can't deal with vegetarian, you could always, I'll forgive you. No, I'm not a vegetarian. It's fine. But I've never done this. It just tastes so nice on its own. But you could always chuck in some chicken pieces if you really wanted to do that. And I'm sure that would work as well. It's just that kind of recipe. So, guys, I'm going to break things up a bit now with a song. This song is called Roses by St. John. And you may recognize it from my promo. Enjoy. Been listening to Kōrero with Karen. If you enjoyed the show, be sure to tune in to Planet FM at 104.6 FM every fourth Wednesday at 10 past 2 in the afternoon, or check it out anytime online at planetaudio.org.nz. Ka kite anō e hō!